You're listening to The Music Show on RN, and it's time to say hello again to Henry Rasmussen from ABC Jazz. We'll introduce him with some music. That's a Paul Motion tune called Riff Raff, and it comes from a new album called Charlie and Paul from guitarist Steve Cardenas, who we heard there, along with Lauren Stillman on alto sax, Thomas Morgan bass, and Matt Wilson drums. And it's one of the recordings that Henry Rasmussen is going to be playing tonight on ABC Jazz on Vinyl Sides. Henry, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me back, Andrew.
Let's refresh our memories about what Vinyl Sides is, because it's been a few weeks since you were on. This is where you take two albums and you play one side of each.
Yeah, play side A of one album followed by side B of a similar or related record.
And the idea is that they are, generally speaking, vintage and haven't been on CD in many cases.
Yeah, the idea is to sort of find things that are rare and exclusive to record. But, you sort of discover that a lot of things have actually been sucked up by another label or put on a compilation somewhere. But it's to sort of get that experience of listening to the original recording as it was presented in the time.
Now, there's nothing vintage about this album, is there? Because it's gorgeous and brand new, gatefold, fantastic artwork, even smells nice.
Yeah, I think that's part of the experience of getting some new things, because one of the things that we've sort of been thinking about with the show is obviously checking out old music, but also checking out things that have been released on record recently, because as you might know, records are coming back into sort of style at the moment. I mean, they sort of talk about this thing called the vinyl revival, but vinyl sales have been going up, whereas CD sales have been vastly sort of dropping quite rapidly.
But there is also things, of course, there are releases which are coming out as download only, and there are releases now which are coming out as vinyl only. What's the point?
It's a marketing point, at least for these small independent artists and labels. I think with CDs sort of dropping off and streaming being so massive, there's still this little area of the market that is open to fans wanting something different than just streaming or downloading an album. They still want to have that experience of a physical recording in their hands. And I think putting a limited release on vinyl really is a marketing tactic for marketing to particular fans of a particular band or an artist. And you can sort of make your money back if you're able to sell these records at a premium.
Yes, yes. And of course, what we're going to end up with is, and I think it's possibly already happening, that people are going to be taping their LPs and making cassettes and giving them to people, and that everything is old is new again.
It's kind of like chaos theory, you know, history repeating itself.
That's right. This is on the new Vel Records label, and this is what they do, is it? They put out exclusive stuff on vinyl that you can't get any other way.
Yeah, it's quite an interesting tactic because, I mean, I'm not really aware of any other label that only releases music on vinyl, and they've only been in operation for a few years, but the way that they do it, I mean, we hear a lot about subscription services nowadays, like you subscribe to Netflix or you subscribe to Spotify, but the way they're marketing their records is it's via a subscription service. So you sign up for a year and you get six releases every year.
What does that cost?
It's $400 US. It's actually quite expensive, yeah. But I think the product is probably worth it. I guess you could say they're audiophile quality, and you get, you know, a little booklet, you get a gatefold cover. Yes. It's all very, it's all pressed beautifully.
It is very, very beautiful, I must say. Charlie and Paul Motion, I assume, of the tune that we just heard.
Paul Motion, the drummer, yes. Yes.
And why is this album called Charlie and Paul?
Steve Cardenas, he worked with both Charlie Hayden and Paul Motion, specifically with the Charlie Hayden Liberation Music Orchestra and also with Paul Motion's Electric Bebop Band. So those two artists, him being quite familiar with them, he wanted to pay tribute to them because they'd both passed away recently. And also it's interesting, like, you probably heard that was quite a loose sort of tune.
It was reminding me a little bit of Charlie Hayden's past with Ornette Coleman, actually.
Yeah, certainly. I think the melody is sort of the grounding structure there and the harmony is a bit looser, but that's certainly influenced by the great Ornette Coleman, who also sadly passed away a few years ago.
I know you only want to play this other track so that you get to hear me say the title on radio. Tell me about the album itself, the second album.
Yeah, I thought we'd contrast this Nouveau Records release with something from Australia. We're going to hear from a new band. They're called I Hold the Lion's Paw, and it's led by a trumpet player by the name of Ruben Lewis, who studied in Canberra at the ANU. I actually got to hang out with him because I studied there as well, but he's since moved to Melbourne and has teamed up with a bunch of sort of veteran musicians down there, like Ronnie Farella on drums and Jeff Hughes on guitar. But he's put this really great band together. I think it sort of brings together a bunch of his influences, which range everywhere from dub and reggae to more experimental jazz styles. And he's included a lot of electronics and effects in there to sort of make this a really textural experience. And all the tunes sort of flow into each other. So I think we'll fade up on something.
And this is the album is called Abstract Playground.
The album is called Abstract Playground.
And the track you will be delighted to learn is called Shithead. And it will take us out of today's music show. You can hear Henry presenting Vinyl Sides tonight on ABC Jazz at 10 o'clock. That's it for this week's music show. It's produced by Rosa Golan and Jeff Wood. Technical production from Andre Shabanov and Jolan and Hamish Camilleri. We'll be right back.